November is a month of celebrations and commemorations. Here to tell us more about one of those celebrations is Nora from Pacifica Library Services.
Good day, O library family Blomi. You step all right? How are you? Good day, my library family. How are you? How are you? It's Nora, your Pacifica Library Liaison. And this month, I am so proud we are about to round off the year of Pacific Language Weeks by celebrating for the first time Papua New Guinea Tok Pisin, now Solomon Island Pidgin Language Week in Aotearoa. I may be biased, but the Melanesian pidgins are some of my favourite languages in the world. If you didn't know, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, and Vanuatu, we all have our own unique pidgins that are mutually intelligible so we can understand each other, but they're still unique. We come from the most linguistically diverse region in the world, and that basically means we have so many languages in such a small space. You can go village to village, hop island to island, and we have a completely different language spoken. And no, not dialects, I'm talking completely different languages. And that works, if you're happy to sit in your little village bubble for hundreds and thousands of years. And that works well, until a couple hundred years ago, along comes colonisation. And then we get the likes of blackbirding and the movement of our people around the Pacific to work in the trade routes and the plantations of North Queensland, New Zealand, and some of the other Pacific islands like Samoa. So you've got all these indigenous Pacific Island workers needing to communicate with each other and the world around them. And so that's how our pidgins were born. So Tok Pisin is a mix of a lot of English, some indigenous language, a little sprinkling of German, Portuguese, and Malay. And over the years, it's developed into the language we know it today. I'm a proud Papua New Guinean. I'm proud of Tok Pisin. It tells our history, and it's something that is super unique to us and something that unites us all. So here in the library, how are we celebrating? Well, we've got the Canterbury PNG Wantooks community supporting us. They're going to come and make a bit of a display. We're going to have a special Tok Pisin story times, and we'll have a few after-school activity crafts to celebrate. So keep your eye out for when and where on our website. Now, I'm going to leave you with a short proverb in Tok Pisin. Time ino inap come back again. Emi go, na go olgeta. Which basically means time cannot wait. It goes and goes completely. So get out there and enjoy your November. Look at you soon, like him.